listening to EFT Radio Online, where we explore meridian tapping techniques for self-help and peak performance. By listening to this audio, you agree to the disclaimer located at eftradioonline.com/disclaimer. If you'd like to get the schedule of all the upcoming EFT radio shows and access to archive shows, please visit us at eftradioonline.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter.
Are you easily annoyed? Are anger and frustration draining your energy? Are you hanging on to the past? Would it surprise you to learn that these everyday irritations are clues to your biggest problems? Welcome to What's Bugging You? Let's Fix It with EFT, with your host, Helen McConnell. Helen is a certified EFT practitioner who has helped more than 1,000 people tap away what was bugging them, resulting in weight loss, higher income, stronger relationships, freedom from pain, reduced stress, and more. Join Helen McConnell as she uses the personal, portable, permanent power of EFT tapping to help her guests fix what's bugging them.
Directly or indirectly, we are all affected by trauma. How does trauma affect your life? Today's episode is a continuation of our discussion about emotional or psychological trauma. Start tapping while you listen. You can just tap on your karate chop or any of the points. No need to use words, just tap the entire time you listen, just in case you get triggered. I'm Helen McConnell, your host for What's Bugging You? Let's Fix It with Tapping. I am passionate about tapping and all that it can do for us. I'm a transformational coach here in Portland, Oregon, where I work with clients locally and all over the world. My in-person clients come to my office, which is in my lovely Airstream motorhome, located in Northeast Portland. And because of the gifts of technology, I'm able to work with people all over the planet. The topic of trauma is near and dear to my heart, because I suffered from unresolved trauma for most of my life, until I found tapping. And with the help of tapping professionals and diligently tapping for myself on this stuff, I'm mostly free of my trauma. I say mostly because I recently participated in Steve Wells' Provocative Energy Techniques class, and I volunteered to be the subject. I allowed myself to be vulnerable, and I got triggered from an old trauma. The PET, Provocative Energy Technique tapping we did, helped clear a deep-rooted trauma that I had somehow been sidestepping with my own work. I feel even more free than I did before. I know there's always stuff to work on, and I'm okay with that. It's from this place of freedom that I have been able to recognize the causes and effects of trauma on me and on other people. And I've devoted a part of my practice to helping people resolve their traumatic issues. I am a survivor of trauma, healed mostly with tapping, and have been interested in the effects of trauma for many, many years. As a result of my childhood traumas, I suffered from what would likely be called ADD these days. I could not focus, I couldn't practice, and I mean, I couldn't practice an instrument, I couldn't practice to learn things. I wasn't good in most relationships, I couldn't be myself most of the time. My emotions were in disarray. I didn't know what I was feeling and often reacted very inappropriately. As a teenager, I started drinking alcohol one night after church youth group. I got drunk and I loved it. I didn't have to feel when I was drinking. My thoughts and feelings were just a tangled mess. I was an alcoholic by the time I was 16 years old. In certain situations, I might lash out in anger at just the wrong time and at just the wrong person. In other situations, I might pout or withdraw. I was promiscuous. I was immature emotionally. And the effects of my childhood trauma go on and on and on. So I feel probably especially grateful to be recovered from those traumas. Please take full responsibility for your own well-being as you listen. If you get triggered, in other words, if you start to feel anxious or uncomfortable, or if you check out of your body, please keep tapping until you calm down. If you can't calm down, turn off the recording and contact a tapping professional who's experienced in trauma resolution and ask for some immediate assistance and keep tapping. Emotional trauma is really misunderstood by the masses and even by some medical professionals, and yet most people have suffered from emotional trauma without resolution. Emotional or psychological trauma is the result of a severely distressing event where the victim is surprised or shocked by the occurrence, feels unresourced or powerless, and has no protection. As a result, the person feels a high level of stress, fight or flight, and is unable to integrate the emotions involved with the experience. And most important, the victim doesn't get resolution at that time, and so the event essentially gets stuck in their system. That's what happens to us. It's important for me to reiterate from the previous episode that the cause of trauma is not always personal violence or disaster or war. Trauma can be caused by abandonment or humiliation, especially by a parent or teacher or authority figure. Even going hungry can cause trauma. When the family has a financial crisis, or if a family member becomes incarcerated or leaves the home for other reasons, if the child or children feel unprotected and have no way to soothe their stress, they'll often pick up a trauma, otherwise known as adverse childhood experience, or ACE, as they're called. These are all forms of trauma. A trauma is a trauma is a trauma. There is no one event that is more traumatic than another. Some people have more or less emotional resilience than others, and so are affected differently by the same or similar events. Siblings, for example, often experience a childhood event together, a parent dying, a pet dying, an accident, a fire, and are affected differently as they grow up and into adulthood. Everyone has different filters through which they experience events. Why don't we talk more about trauma in our culture? Why don't we make trauma healing a priority? Well, I'm on a mission to do just that, but I realize that many people get triggered by hearing even the talk of trauma. They get reminded of their own past experiences and automatically go into self-protection mode, which might be agitation, anger, flight, withdrawal, or worse. I remind you once again to tap along as you listen to this, tapping on your karate chop point or along the sides of your fingertips or one of the other 8 tapping points. Take good care of yourself. If you get triggered, turn off the audio and keep tapping until you're settled down. Okay, that's one reason we don't talk more about trauma. It's risky, and we don't want to hurt anyone. But if we don't talk about it, we're going to hurt a lot more people. Another reason that trauma isn't talked about is that there aren't many people who can help heal it. Talk therapy isn't terribly effective for trauma. Even in the tapping community, few people claim trauma as a specialty. There's so much fear about re-traumatizing someone that most people choose another area to specialize in. But from my experience, when we tap with people, we are likely to bump up against an old trauma. It's pretty much going to happen. So we need to do our work and get comfortable with doing this work with other people. So in order to work with trauma effectively, a practitioner or a therapist needs to do their own inner work so they can be of service and not get triggered themselves. I've done a ton of inner work so that I can stay grounded while working with trauma. Plus, I'm tapping along whenever I work with someone, so I get the benefits too. Trauma is, in my opinion, the single greatest problem facing humanity and the earth. I see what happens when even one person resolves their trauma or traumas. That person is now free to express their greatest innate gifts with the world. That person has a new perspective on just about everything. That person no longer walks around jumpy or hyper-alert and fearful. You can see how this might stop even one gun crime or one abuse. Now imagine large-scale healing of trauma. With war veterans with PTSD, with homeless populations, with incarcerated men and women, with children in schools, with survivors of disasters like earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, fires, bombings. Dr. Lori Layden, who founded Project Light Rwanda and who now heads up the Tapping Solution Foundation for the Ortners, was asked to come to Rwanda many years ago to work with genocide survivors in an orphanage there. Many of these young people had seen both their parents murdered, amongst other atrocities, and had had to raise the younger siblings. Often children as young as 8 years old were raising 2 or more younger siblings, and with no trauma assistance. When Dr. Layden arrived in their village, PTSD incidents were rampant in the orphanage. Dr. Layden brought tapping to the young people of Rwanda, and they healed. They healed so profoundly that they even found forgiveness in their hearts for the perpetrators of the genocide. Now these young adults are ambassadors for peace around Rwanda and across the globe. If they can heal, you can heal. And I can heal. Global peace is another reason I feel healing trauma is so crucial. For every trauma healed, a potential violent act or war or suicide or addict or heartbreak could be averted. Think of the potential of the ripple effect of healing trauma. Most of the population of the planet is hurting at a deep, deep level. It is clear that many, many generations of people who were not loved and accepted for who they are by their parents has created the varied global crises that we find ourselves in. You see, when a child is told to be someone she's not and not to be who she is, that is traumatic at a soul level. And we tend to go through our lives with a resentment about this rather than healing it. We say things like, that's just the way things are, or that's the way my family is, or I was never allowed to do that, or whatever we say. It's time to wake up from our multi-generational trance and say, that's what they told me, but it's not true. And they told me not to be myself, but I'm not listening anymore. Dr. Gabor Mate, who is a specialist in the deep-rooted causes of addiction and illness, speaks to this in many of his books and talks on addiction, trauma, and health. In one presentation entitled The Need for Authenticity, which I've linked in the program notes of this episode, he talks about how what we learn in childhood affects our health and well-being throughout our lives. He states so succinctly what I try to teach in my workshops and classes and with clients. I encourage you to listen to the talk. It's very powerful. The problem of trauma is widespread and deeply rooted in humanity. But rather than feeling hopeless, we can feel hopeful because healing is here now and ready, and it's readily available. The more people who heal, the more people who will heal. One healed trauma will lead to 10 healed traumas. And if you want to help, you've got to do your own inner work first, and then you get to continue to do your own inner work while you help others. I address this in my upcoming book titled 10 Simple Things You Can Do Now to Profoundly Change the World, due out in September of this year. Stay tuned for a short message, and when we get back, I'll give you some tips on how to recognize trauma and what to do about it. If you've listened to other episodes of my show, you'll know that I infuse my tapping with many other techniques, ideas, and premises, including Ho'oponopono, Hawaiian self-forgiveness technique, NLP, matrix reimprinting, preformations, affirmations, and affirmations, and I always rely on intuition and guidance from my higher self. I have come to realize that each of us is unique and different, and yet we are all one. This is just one of the many paradoxes that tapping has helped me to accept. We are each perfect and divine, no matter what anyone else thinks, and we can choose to become more of who we are. Tapping makes this so much easier and more graceful. When we begin to want to change in order to be more authentic for ourselves, rather than trying to become what others say we should be, the process of transformation becomes miraculous and exciting, curious and fulfilling, rather than drudgery and soul-sucking. I invite you to join me on this amazing journey of self-discovery and self-mastery. Archived episodes of this podcast are available at EFTRadioOnline.com, at iTunes, through Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts, or at my website, PurposeProsperityHappiness.com, or my new website, due out this week, HelenMcConnell.com. Or you can Google, What's Bugging You? Let's Fix It with Tapping, for other options. And if you'd like to consider working with me one-to-one, please go to my website, PurposeProsperityHappiness.com or HelenMcConnell.com, and click the Schedule an Appointment button, where you can schedule a free 20-minute consultation to see if there's a fit. I love working with women and men of all ages who are ready to install some new personal operating software and reboot their lives. If you're ready for transformation and you're looking for a guide and mentor, I hope you'll contact me. There's no obligation and no pressure, simply a conversation about what's possible for you. Welcome back to the second half of What's Bugging You? Let's Fix It with Tapping. I'm Helen McConnell, your host. Although trauma and trauma healing is a serious subject, there is a healing tapping technique that provokes laughter in the client and the practitioner, even around very serious issues. It's called PET, Provocative Energy Technique, and it was developed by Steve Wells and David Lake in Australia. This is a heart-centered technique that magnifies the client's own internal stories and negative thoughts and provokes the client to defend a better story. I've seen Steve do this technique with amazing results. I've taken one of his classes in PET and been the client. It is a powerfully healing modality. There's also matrix re-imprinting tapping, a technique that was developed by Dr. Carl Dawson. This is another powerful tapping technique that goes really deep and heals the inner child. Matrix re-imprinting has, I believe, way more potential than has even been tapped into yet. So learn about it if you can. Work with a practitioner and get that deep inner healing. I've created some additional techniques that I use in conjunction with PET and matrix re-imprinting techniques. For example, one I call pre-formations. I was in my car one day talking to myself, saying in kind of a pitiful way, "Now that I've done all this healing and I'm feeling so much better, I wonder who I'd be if I'd been loved and supported as a child. I'd be so much further ahead of where I am now." And suddenly it struck me. I immediately thought, "I can tap on that." And I started tapping around the point saying, "I've always known that I'm loved and supported." I repeated this phrase on each of the points, and I could feel my history and my future changing. I sensed that I was not only healed and had not only healed my inner child, but now I was connecting all the dots from past to present to future with some simple and powerful phraseology. I've used preformations with many clients and groups with outstanding results. "I've always known that" is the beginning of the preformation phrases, followed by "whatever's up for me or the client." "I've always known that I'm loved and supported" is universal, so I always use that phrase to start and end with. But for individuals and groups, I add something relative to their old stories for the other points. For example, "I've always known that I'm powerful." "I've always known that it's safe to speak my truth." "I've always known that I'm an amazing child of God." "I've always known that I'm intuitive and creative." "I've always known that I have great courage," and that type of thing. When we say "I've always known," it takes us back to our earliest memories and even our subconscious memories. And it, as I said, it connects all the dots from the past to the present and on into the future. You can adapt these phrases for anything that you lost as a child that you'd like to bring back and integrate into your wholeness. You can use preformations with tapping anytime, either before the deep work to help discover what needs to be healed, or after the deep work to fully integrate your results. You see, if you tap and say, "I've always known that I'm loved and supported," before you do the deep work, and it's not at all true for you, you're going to get all kinds of inner resistance and arguments like, "Are you kidding? You've never been loved and supported. Don't you remember when, ... and so forth. This is a great way to get to your tapping targets, just to listen to what comes up when you say something that doesn't feel at all true. So what do you do when you have unresolved trauma, and why do we say you shouldn't work on them on your own? Well, you've spent your lifetime since the original trauma trying to protect yourself from ever feeling that bad again. So trying to work on this issue on your own will be like the feeling of trying to get a piece of eggshell out of the bowl full of raw eggs. You try to touch the eggshell and it slips away. You try to touch your trauma and your self-protection mechanism kicks in. Your subconscious mind thinks it's too dangerous to look at the trauma, to tap on the trauma. And it even thinks it's too dangerous to heal the trauma, so it will cause it to slip away where you can't quite catch it. You see, you've built a life around the trauma. Who will you be without it? Since most of our traumas started when we were quite young, pre-verbal even, we don't know how to conceive of a life without our trauma. But when we work with a skilled practitioner, and when we're committed to the work, we can create a whole new life without the trauma and its side effects, and we can do it from a place of grace and love. Now, here's a warning. When we heal our deepest traumas, we oftentimes feel the need to no longer hang around with certain people, even family members. And yet, we feel like we will betray them if we disconnect, especially if they were somehow involved in our trauma. And that's okay. We can disconnect from them with grace and love and personal power. It feels scary, but it's really very empowering. The flip side is this. Often people begin to heal from their traumas, and they don't want to distance themselves from others. This is their tribe, after all. But imagine an alcoholic getting sober. If she wants to stay sober, she can't hang around in her favorite bars anymore, and she can't hang around with her drinking buddies. They're not going to be encouraging her to take it one day at a time. More likely, they'll be saying things like, "Oh, you can have just one, can't you?" You see, her sobriety makes her alcoholic friends very uncomfortable, and they will do anything they can to alleviate their discomfort, even if it kills their friend. Trauma buddies are the same way. When you start to heal from your traumas and your life starts looking brighter, your trauma buddies are going to be very uncomfortable. They may say things like, "Who do you think you are?" and "You've gotten too good for us," or, "Oh, I suppose you're going to stop hanging around with us now," and similar things. This is their own fear coming to the surface. It's not yours, and you don't need to fix it. Take care of yourself. This is another reason trauma is so seemingly untouchable. Who will I be when I don't have this trauma anymore? We need to help people find that answer. We need to support them as they find their true selves. I personally want to take trauma healing, for example, into the homeless camps in Portland and LA and other cities. But if I begin to work with people and help heal their traumas, it will require moving them to a new environment, like a halfway house, where they can create their new normal, away from their buddies who are still stuck. So I'm creating a multi-tiered healing protocol to move people who want to heal out of the state of homelessness without inflicting new traumas. Have you ever heard of those medical anomalies when someone, say, gets a bullet in them and in a place that doesn't kill them, and they never get the bullet removed? The human body creates a barrier around the bullet or other foreign body, and then the object stays put and becomes part of the body until it gets dislodged at some other later date. The emotional body is similar in its response, and a trauma is like a foreign body. It will stay embedded in your body, your emotional body, just like an object. And actually, it does stay in your physical body as well. But it doesn't show up on an X-ray or an ultrasound or a CAT scan or an MRI. Trauma is energetic. But, this is super important, it will become physical if left untreated, in the form of disease, cancer, tumors, stones, phantom pains, and other illnesses. How do you know if you or someone you know are traumatized, and what do you do about it? Of course, I recommend tapping. You don't need to use words if you're triggered. Just tap the points constantly until you feel grounded. If you get triggered, that's the best thing to do, no matter where you are. Tap. People with unresolved trauma often check out. You can see it in their eyes, like they've gone into a trance. They can be talking, and they keep talking, but they're no longer present. This is what happens when people start yelling at each other. They're no longer present, no longer in control of themselves. This happens at all levels of interactions. Could be with family, parent to child, spouse, business relationships, strangers, all kinds of relationships. People with unresolved trauma will take over a group meeting unless corralled. Have you ever been in a group situation where someone, maybe you, started talking and just couldn't seem to stop? This is often a person feeding their trauma. If the person in charge of the group doesn't know how to deal with trauma, the person might go on for way too long and hijack the entire event or meeting. These people often get insulted or angry if someone tries to interrupt them. That is the only way they know how to react. They have never learned how to respond. But interrupting them can bring them out of their trance-like state, their trauma state, or it may agitate them further. So you gotta check it out and see if you're willing to do that. My own trauma reaction from the inside of me, from looking from the inside, was a feeling of being out of control of myself. I would do and say things that I didn't even want to do or say, and I couldn't seem to learn from my mistakes. Even though I knew I would regret them later and feel shame, this is why I have compassion for those who do seemingly crazy and irrational and violent things. They are out of control of themselves. They may not even want to say or do those things, but they can't stop themselves, even if they might know that later they will regret them. And people who never seem to regret their actions have lost touch with their feelings completely. It's understandable, and it's not their fault. I believe it's possible to heal, but it takes a special kind of practitioner to work with these people. These are what we call sociopaths. Another sign of trauma shows up when a natural or man-made disaster strikes. Some people get upset and some people freak out. Freaking out is an overreaction to an event. If you or someone else overreacts, it could possibly be a sign of unresolved previous trauma or trauma that has been activated by this event. I've seen people overreact to seemingly innocuous situations, not even disasters. They dissociate from their bodies. You can see it in their eyes. Their speech gets frantic or doesn't make sense. They get agitated. Without proper training, most people react similarly. In other words, we mirror back to them what we're seeing. But the best thing you can do in any of these situations is to stay calm and grounded and tap on yourself. If you find yourself overreacting, step away and start tapping. That is the most efficient and effective way to get yourself grounded and back in your body, and that is the best way to be of help. And if any of this has triggered anything in you, let's take a few minutes right now to calm your system. Sense into your discomfort or anxious feelings or fear. Notice where you feel it in your body. It doesn't matter. We don't need to identify exactly what caused it. Just notice that you feel it. If you can't notice it in your body, notice what thoughts are coming up for you. Even if it's just, I want to run away, but stay here because we're going to do some tapping. Rate the intensity of the feelings or thoughts, 1 to 10, with 10 being the most intense, and make a note of that. This isn't as important except just to measure your results. I like to use the gamut point for trauma tapping. It's located on the back of your hand. Just tap there now. Turn your hand over, and you can do it either hand. In the ridge between the baby finger and the ring finger is called the gamut point. When you gently tap there, it seems to really get to the trauma sensation. I encourage you to add this to your tapping round when tapping for trauma. You can put it at the beginning or after the other points. I've included enough phrases for the 8 basic points and the gamut point. Okay, and then so now that you've rated your intensity and you're noticing it and now where you know where the gamut point is, just start tapping on top of your head and repeat after me this feeling. Eyebrow, this intense feeling just thinking about trauma. Side of the eye, just thinking about healing. Under the eye, just thinking about changing. Under the nose, just thinking about someone not approving of me. On the chin, this feeling, and notice where it is. Collarbone, this intense feeling. Under the arm, I'm noticing this feeling now. Gamut point, I'm sensing right into this feeling. Now just take a moment and notice the feeling of your feet on the floor or your feet inside your shoes. Notice the pressure on the floor. Notice your butt on the chair. Notice that sensation. There is a butt against a chair, and that's you. Okay, and then just keep tapping again. Top of the head, say, I feel my feet on the floor. Eyebrow, I'm right here in this room. Side of the eye, those thoughts about trauma are just thoughts. Under the eye, I'm not my thoughts. Under the nose, I can change my thoughts. On the chin, I'm safe in this moment. Collarbone, even though I have these thoughts. Under the arm, these thoughts are not actually happening right now. Gamut point, I'm safe right here, right now. Take a nice deep breath. And notice your sensations again. Re-rate them. If you are still at a 3 or higher, keep tapping until the intensity comes down. You can repeat the tapping part of this audio or create your own or just tap and notice your sensations. If you're used to walking around in a triggered state, don't be surprised if your number doesn't get down to a 3. You don't necessarily have to do that. And don't be surprised if it does get down to a 3. I recently worked with someone in a group session on his trauma. I don't even know what the event or events were, but he described his bodily sensations. And in less than 20 minutes, he had transformed and he stated, "This is the first time I've smiled in over 7 years." So I know it can happen. That doesn't mean he's all done with his work, but it was a huge transformation. So I personally am comfortable asking people if I can tap on them, but you may not be, and that's okay. Don't do anything you're not comfortable with. If you're not trained to work with others, just take care of yourself. Here are some situations I've tapped on or with others who weren't my clients. I was involved in a car accident where a driver hit me on my bike. She was so freaked out that I tapped on her. I didn't want her to be afraid to drive. In the water in Mexico, a woman on her guided dive started freaking out in the water. She was feeling nauseous and scared. I told her that in Chinese medicine, this pointing to my inner eyebrow point, this is an acupressure point for nausea. I don't know if that's true, but I do know it's a point for calming. She tapped there and it worked. And on an airplane, especially during takeoff and landings, a lot of times there'll be someone sitting next to me, and especially if there's turbulence, I tap on the karate chop spot and I say to my seat neighbor, who's looking a little green around the gills, "This is a simple technique for calming anxiety." It always works. And whether they realize it or not, it's likely they won't have any anxiety next time. And they don't even know what they were doing. I don't get into the whole tapping thing. I've learned that to share tapping with people without giving them the whole "this is tapping" routine works a whole lot better. In conferences and business meetings, I'll introduce this simple technique to calm jittery nerves. I just show them a place to tap without giving a full explanation. It's very powerful. I only tap on other people when they are sort of out of control, like a victim of an accident or something, and only if I ask them first. Okay, our collective fear of trauma, that means our whole societal fear, and our fear of trauma healing is keeping us small and powerless. I want to get into this just a little bit so you understand. We are afraid of being hurt, of being sued, of hurting someone, of not doing it right. I'm not suggesting that you start tapping on strangers or even on friends. Please don't hear that. Do your own healing and focus on that. But be aware of how other people's trauma reactions trigger you and tap on your reaction to their reaction. Calm yourself. At the very least, you won't be adding to the collective reaction, and your own calming may set off a positive chain reaction. I see it in my own profession, people afraid to work with trauma. They're afraid of what might happen. And we have to learn to have courage to go there, we practitioners. We have to do our own work so that we can go there with other people. For me, by putting this out there to you, I'm committing to using my experience and my expertise in more ways. And whenever I see the need and to not be afraid of being hurt or sued. I usually ask a person, can I tap gently on you for healing or something like that? But when someone is freaked out, I can gently take their hand and tap on their karate chop spot without them really noticing. People find it quite soothing and comforting, and it's amazing how quickly they'll calm down. So what if 7 out of 10 people have suffered emotional or psychological trauma? And I think that's a low estimate. What is the world missing out on while these people attempt to keep their experiences under wraps and hide away? If even one of those 7 people commits a violent act, our collective trauma is prolonged. If even one of those 7 people has an amazing idea that they don't bring to fruition because of their trauma, then we are all missing out. If even one of those 7 people takes out their trauma on children and loved ones, then we all suffer. But if even one of those 7 people gets healing and becomes more authentic and creative, we can bring hope to the world. They may have an amazing idea for solving global warming or clearing the oceans or healing other people's trauma. I don't want to miss out on that. I'm on a mission to bring trauma healing to as many people on the planet as possible. Whether it's a violent traumatic event or a more subtle event, resolution and healing is imperative for the spiritual growth of humanity. I appreciate your comments, emails, and feedback. Please let me know how I can further bring trauma healing to you and your loved ones. Until next time, namaste.
What's bugging you? If you'd like to be a participant on the show, please go to Helen's website, purposeprosperityhappiness.com, and click on the What's Bugging You tab. Then click on I Want to Be a Participant. While you're on the site, you can view all of Helen's free tapping videos or schedule a complimentary transformation conversation. Again, that's purposeprosperityhappiness.com.